Blackstone Audio presents The Green Hills of Earth by Robert A. Heinlein. Acknowledgement. The phrase The Green Hills of Earth derives from a story by C.L. Moore, Mrs. Henry Kuttner, and is used here by her gracious permission. R.A.H. The dedication reads, To my parents. Delilah and the Space Rigger. Sure, we had trouble building Space Station 1, but the trouble was people. Not that building a station 22,300 miles out in space is a breeze. It was an engineering feat bigger than the Panama Canal or the pyramids, or even the Susquehanna power pile. But Tiny Larson built her, and a job Tiny tackles gets built. I first saw Tiny playing guard on a semi-pro team, working his way through Oppenheimer Tech. He worked summers for me thereafter till he graduated. He stayed in construction, and eventually I went to work for him. Tiny wouldn't touch a job unless he was satisfied with the engineering. The station had jobs designed into it that called for six-armed monkeys instead of grown men in spacesuits. Tiny spotted such boners. Not a ton of material went into the sky until the specs and drawings suited him. But it was people that gave us the headaches. We had a sprinkling of married men, but the rest were wild kids, attracted by high pay and adventure. Some were busted spacemen. Some were specialists, like electricians and instrument men. About half were deep-sea divers, used to working in pressure suits. There were sandhogs and riggers and welders and shipfitters and two circus acrobats. We fired four of them for being drunk on the job. Tiny had to break one stiff's arm before he would stay fired. What worried us was where did they get it? Turned out a shipfitter had rigged a heatless still using the vacuum around us. He was making vodka from potatoes swiped...